When was the last time you went into an RSL and did it look the way you thought it would? Because some of them seem to have wall-to-wall pokies inside. It's what's got the old guard and the new guard of the RSL fighting right now, with the younger members of the RSL campaigning to remove pokie machines from the clubs. Dave Peterson is the president of the Camberwell RSL sub-branch. He's been a big part of that campaign. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
The pokie machines have been there since the 90s. Why are you suddenly asking for them to be taken out?
Oh, look, sorry, just to be clear, Camberwell RSL has never had and never will have pokie machines.
Mm-hmm.
However, our thoughts on the reform required within RSL Victoria is actually not a new thought. It's just that no one's been willing or able to speak up in a public forum previously.
When you say not willing or able, why? Why has there been an issue around speaking about some of the things that you're less than happy about?
I think culturally it's difficult to argue against raising revenue to expend on veteran welfare. And so poker machines do provide considerable amounts of funds to the RSL to support their welfare efforts. And in 2017... they generated $4.1 million in welfare that was spent by RSL Victoria at the state branch.
So that's a good amount of money. What's the problem you are having then with those pokie machines being in just 50 out of the 250 RSL sub-branches?
The problem is that the RSL there is clear links between poker machine gambling and Australian veterans with PTSD. Look at the people that we're meant to be helping in the first place. And just on Sunday, I had a veteran at the Camberwell RSL come and say that half of his money that he received from the Department of Veterans Affairs as compensation for his injuries was spent on poker machines at an RSL. And so they're non-compatible with a welfare organisation like the RSL. We don't see other charity organisations running poker machines, and I don't understand why RSL Victoria requires them. To consider that 1.6% profit margin. That's 1.6% over $274 million of poker machine revenue in 2017, 1.6% return to veterans. Of that 1.6%, only 0.7%, so 7 cents out of every $10, went to veteran welfare specifically, and just veterans themselves. So literally you could put the money in the bank and make twice as much money in interest alone.
So, as you said before, it's difficult to get your voice heard. RSL management and the executive, is there representation from younger veterans in that field?
So we have an election system, and the election system is a very outdated and flawed system that is sort of not replicated anywhere else in Australia in a large organisation such as the RSL, and it's based on delegates. So the amount of members in your sub-branch give you the amount of votes. And the facts of the matter are that the poker machine sub-branches do have larger numbers of members. And so for us to speak out, it's very difficult. There is also a guaranteed position on the state board for a representative of the gaming sub-branches, but not a guaranteed representative of the traditional sub-branches.
So at this point, given the fact that the debate between the two sides has begun, there doesn't seem to be much push and pull or much agreement on either side. With your conference coming up in July, where you're going to decide the next leadership, what chance do you have of actually seeing this coming through?
Look, whilst waiting on the line this morning to hear, I received 3 emails, all from Vietnam veterans, all saying, "Oh my God, thank you. So finally, someone has spoken up about this problem." We're very, very confident that when the facts and figures are presented to them, people realise that we spend over $1 million in paying our committee members in honorariums in RSL Victoria in 2017. When people realise that these are doing both harm to the organisation and to veterans, and that the opportunities for further revenue raising through ethically and socially responsible means are available...
Dave, really quickly.
We're very confident.
Really quickly, you've done some further revenue raising using that ethically and socially responsible approach. What did you do?
So, Camberwell RSL has a very, very modest property portfolio. We have 2 properties that we rent out, and we attract a rental return off them. So, for us to we generate, you know, all that is profit. There is no overhead cost to that, apart from some land tax. And some just sort of minor management costs. And so we think if you were to do the same thing to what is a $500 million property portfolio that RSL Victoria has in gaming machines, mm-hmm. if you sold those properties and literally put that in the bank, you'd double your profit overnight.
All right.
Yeah, just really quickly too, David, before we move off, we need to get off this. But as well, I mean, RSLs traditionally have served alcohol as well. I mean, is there a need for a complete revamp of these environments?
Look, I think the environment needs to focus much more on the veteran and what the veterans want, and so not on what the general community members want and desire. And so certainly, like, responsible service of alcohol and the like is something that's really important. But I think that would be a step too far for the membership at this stage.
Thank you so much. Dave Peterson, president of the Camberwell RSL sub-branch.